Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Ruth.
Good morning.
Good morning, Karen.
What was that?
Good morning. Who was that?
Kathleen.
Good morning, Kathleen. Hey, you beat Karen onto the webmaster today.
Pretty unusual. Mark on the wall.
Pretty unusual, yeah.
Yes.
Karen's there usually first.
Well, I forgot that I was supposed to go on to the host thing, and I was going to do the regular one, and then Donna reminded me about that. So then I was frantically looking for the paper that I printed off for that, and I never could find it, so I had to call Donna back. Anyway, I was just very, very unorganized. Oh, I shouldn't admit that. But anyway,
well, none of us are perfect.
Oh boy, is that the truth? Oh dear. But I'm going to get this in a very safe place and keep it.
Then I'll change it. Not really. I don't like to change it, but sometimes we have to change systems or something. But
yeah.
We do need to have a place where we can keep them all the time. I finally got myself a notebook so I can have my records like Donna said.
I'm surprised she's not on.
Oh, somebody's calling me up. Just a second. Good morning.
Hi. I'm having a call. It hasn't quite started. Oh. Yeah, I'm not leaving. Okay. I'll take care of it.
Is Ruth still there? Kathleen?
Yes?
Oh, I just wondered if you could hear me.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I put my phone on speaker, and now I want to take it off of speaker, and I don't know how to do that. Okay, hold on.
Just press that speaker button again.
Oh, I just took it off. That's what I pushed, and it didn't work. But then I went and pushed my talk button, and it worked.
And it worked. I always wonder if you're going to disconnect from everybody.
I know it. Oh, dear. See, Kathleen, whereabouts in Washington do you live?
Wenatchee.
Oh, my goodness. You're not far from me.
Where are you?
I'm in Cleellum.
Oh,
we're just about neighbors.
Well, we are. It's just an hour away.
Yep. For some people, they wouldn't understand that, but Washington, that's good if you're just an hour away.
I think so. I often think, they say, does your daughter live very far away? And I said, Enumclaw. I can get there for lunch if I want to or need to.
There you go.
It feels kind of good.
Yep.
Monty's here.
Oh, hi, Monty. How are you?
Great.
Good. Just heard somebody else come on.
That was me coming back.
Oh, okay.
You didn't even miss me.
But we don't have Donna.
I'm here.
You're there. Oh, but I don't see you on the screen.
Oh, I just logged in.
Oh, okay. There you are. Oh, my goodness. Well, Ruth, shall we just move on? It's 2 minutes after.
Let's do it.
Good. I want to welcome all of you on our terrific Transparent Tuesday call. I really love that name that Martha Sue started for us, and I think we need to carry it on. this is the day that we all share what's going on for us, and we want to be transparent and share our ideas. And I just wanted, you know, last week when we talked about having other ways to measure our progress. And then yesterday, I think it was Mary Lou that talked about CRP tests. And, you know, that's another way to be measuring our progress. And do any of you have any other ideas of how you measure your progress that may be something that we haven't covered? Monty, you're always one that comes up with some good ideas.
Well, I think as far as I can think of everything that I usually do, or, you know, like Donna talked about, you know, I always keep track of my, every time I go to the doctor, when I get my blood, lab work done and everything else. And the only reason that's important to me is that just, again, verifies the progress that I know that my body's responding to the teachings and the way we're eating now and doing the things that we're doing, that my body is responding to that in a positive way. And, of course, being a diabetic, definitely shows my kidney results, and that's the thing that's kind of been important to me and my doctor lately, is that over the last year and a half or so, my kidneys have been giving me some. He was quite concerned about it, but last time I went in, because being on the plant-based diet and removing the red meat from my diet, that it has really brought my kidney levels down now to where he's. Of course, I'm on medication for that too, but it have brought my kidney levels down to where he's very comfortable with them, and so am I. So, like I did before, as those things come in, then I can do my own kind of little bit experimenting, which I don't know necessarily he likes, and that is that I can start to myself from those particular meds, and then at the same time, I go as I slow, and I don't immediately go off on my, just kind of, instead of taking one every day, I'll skip a day and then take one, but I'll gradually come down, but that gives me the opportunity to still watch my lab results so that I can see exactly, are they going back up, going down, whatever, so that I know again that I can possibly come off those meds. Because one thing I found that in the medical field, is that usually when you go to the doctor and you're on meds, they're easily to put you on another med, but
yeah.
They seem to be reluctant to take you off the meds that you're on. So pretty soon you're up there taking 10, 15 pills. So that's I think the reports that I get, and like Donna said, the results allow me to keep better track of where I'm at, and that, I think that's real important.
Now, do any of you remember what the CRP test was that Mary Lou talked about?
It was inflammation, I believe.
Karen, that was me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the protein reactive test.
Well, that
it does measure inflammation in your body, and so you have a number that tells you how high a risk you're at for inflammation.
Well, that's one test that I want to go and keep a really good record of and just see how it goes for me. Well, anyway, we have all these different ways outside of the fact that we need to be keeping our record of our weight and the measurements, the inches that you lose. There's many different ways for us to evaluate what's going on with our bodies. And these are ideas that I really appreciated. Anyway, so today is the day that everyone gets to give their points. So let's start with who? Donna.
Well, I didn't lose any more weight. I lost about 3 inches. That's about it.
Okay, well, that is good. You know what? I have found that your weight may go up and down a tiny bit, but what's so fantastic is you said you didn't lose any more. You could have gone up a little. So that's good, Donna. Okay.
Kathleen, you want to report anything?
Well, I've just been feeling awful, and so I haven't been recording all my stuff like I want to, and so today I'm back to doing it. But I went to chiropractor yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That was a measure of what's going on. She's very astute in a lot of ways on nutrition, and she said, oh, I took all my nuts in there because I thought I wasn't feeling well after I ate them. And she said, oh, right now at this time, I think they're just tearing up your gut, the kind of the shells or the whatever on them. I have trouble digestion anyway. So, gee, that was great to get some help with that. And now I'm off to see, to moderate what I'm doing and do something a little different. And she said, you just must journal what you eat. And so today I'm recommitted to that, not that I wasn't before, but it will have to happen.
Well, that is really good. You know, the journaling is probably the biggest challenge for me. It's no big deal for me to write down my weight loss and that I just jump on the scale and write down the number. But it's the journaling about what I've eaten all day long. So thank you. I need to get with it there. Okay.
And yesterday's call, it reminded me to set up exactly to time my snacks and have my stuff ready instead of just the meals. And I have to work at it a little bit.
Because Monty brought that up yesterday about how he sets the timer, I realized that I've got to start doing that because yesterday I ate a really good breakfast, but I did not eat my noon meal until 2 o'clock, and that's not good. Anyway, okay, we just heard from Kathleen. I see Mary is on here. Did you want to report anything, Mary?
I don't have anything to report today. However, I have started a new program for weight loss and following the alkalinity and issues that we've talked about. I've got the charts off the website. So hopefully next week I'll have some things.
Very good. Okay. Well, we're glad that you're on and that you started that program. Okay.
Yeah, journaling is key for me as well. I can't say enough about how important it is to write down and be aware of what you're doing.
You know, all of you are helping me to really understand. That's what I've got to be very consistent about. And the way that Donna outlined it last week about how you could set up your book and be doing this is just incredible. Okay, Monty.
I want that outline.
What?
I would like to have Donna's outline.
Oh, Donna, you sent that to Ruth, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. Ruth, everybody needs that outline that Donna sent to you. Is Ruth on?
Okay, I am on.
Oh.
And I didn't see that, so I'll check and see if I have it. But maybe we better check and see if Donna has my correct address.
Oh, yes. And then resend it. Yeah, everybody would really like to have that. Okay, let's move along. Monty?
Everything seems to be heading in the right direction. One thing I have noticed, and I don't know if I mentioned before, but I've had some foot situations over the last year, and so I've been going to the foot doctor quite a bit. One nice thing about it, he did perform some minor surgery on my toe Friday, but one thing he is noticing, that particularly in my callus situations, and I have a condition, and I don't, like I think I said this before, I don't remember what it's called, but that's where my calluses on my feet just grow, whether I'm on my feet or not, or whether I'm wearing shoes or not, or whatever. So one thing we have found out, and of course he kind of poo-hoos it a little bit, is that they have been slowing down the growth of them. And I personally look back in my, you know, in my life and the journaling and everything else, and I found that when I have switched, got off the red meats, that I found out that I'm feeling, and I know that my calluses are slowing down. Now, whether I can say in growth, now whether I can say that's because of what I'm doing. He doesn't seem to think so, but I personally believe that's one of the reasons that they're not growing the way that they were in the past. So other than that, everything's headed in a good direction. I will say this, weight seems to be a little slower coming off this time than it was last time I was on the program previously, but that has a lot to do with, I think, with age and metabolism in my body, so I'm trying to do some reading up and some studying on how to really increase the metabolism of my body through foods and that sort of stuff, so that's where I'm at.
You know, Monty, I have noticed the same thing, that the weight is not coming off as readily as it did the last time that I was on the program. And I think that's interesting that you attribute it to the fact that we're, what, 5 or 6 years older. And I was a little discouraged yesterday when I jumped on the scales. But the reality is that I am 10 pounds lighter than I was when we first started this program. And I've got to be happy with that and recognize I know that my blood pressure has come down. So that's really good news for me. So anyway, let's just be aware of all these different ways that we can monitor our progress and be really positive and happy about the things that we do accomplish. You know, there's another
thing to look at is it's not always the fastest weight loss. It's a steady, maybe slower one that's healthier. And at the gym, they tell you we are converting some of our fat into muscle. And maybe this kind of different way of balancing the alkalinity is making a difference in that too. Maybe we're not slugs or anything like that, but just a change in how we're doing it.
That's a really good observation. Thank you.
One of the things I found, too, because of my feet condition, that I'm not doing the as much walking as I did in the past, too, and I really believe that we do have to move, and that's another way of building metabolism. But I was watching something the other day, and it talked about a 600-and-some-pound gentleman that started to go on to the whole food-type situation and lose weight, and one of the things that they said that, you know, the doctor that was explaining it said that, you know, all you got to do is just move. And he says, it doesn't matter how much you weigh or what you do or what your physical condition is. He said what that gentleman did is he just sat in a chair, and when he could get in a chair, he just danced in his chair. Just, in other words, movement, doing something to move. And I think that's where one of the reasons that my weight loss is I'm not moving like I was earlier.
Boy, and that is true for me, too. Thank you.
Very
good. Now, there's another area that we want to cover today, and it's nothing new, and I'm sure that all of you will have some good things to add into this, but we're going to talk about the toxins in our environment. And the one
Karen?
Thing... Yeah?
Karen?
I didn't let Ruth... Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, myself, yes, but also, we usually have about as many people on the phone as we do on the... that are not on the WebEx as there are on the web, or more that are also. So we need to remember them.
Okay.
I will just say a bit. My biggest problem and my biggest focus is trying to get my blood pressure to get down to normal. And I'm having more of a problem with that since I went and got some kind of a toxin at a dinner last week, having a real problem now with that. And however, I'm only 1.5 pounds from my weight goal, so that's nice. And really, really trying to do a better job on timing. But that timing and journaling is a challenge for me, but I'm working at getting better at that. So that's
well,
all I have to
say. You know, all of you guys talking about journaling, I am going to really make a bigger effort on that. I have not, and I've ignored, when all of you guys talk about that, I've ignored it. But you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. Okay, now, is there anyone
Karen?
Else that, yes?
It's Mary Lou. Can I reach
Mary Lou? Mary Lou, how? Hi.
Hi, I was on the phone, and then it dawned on me you didn't know I was on because I hadn't gotten on the computer yet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I average my point. I like to report my points, and I averaged last week 7.85. So I wasn't doing as well.
You are such a star on this program.
Oh, I don't. They should be 10. It should be 10. But I have released. I have to agree with Monty. Everybody else. So, you know, there's diets out there where I've lost a lot of weight fast. But you know what? It always comes back, and it comes back, brings friends back with it. I think I've mentioned that before. So I think this steady little weight loss is much, much better, because I don't think it'll come back as fast. And I agree with Kathleen. I think that we build muscle that weighs more than fat. And I know for myself, I have been walking. So as of this morning, I have released 14.8 pounds, and I'm never going to bring those back. And I made a pact with myself. I hate the measuring, so I'm only doing that each time I drop 10. So I'm not going to measure again for another 5.2 pounds.
Then you'll be surprised.
Then I'll be surprised, because when I did it last time, I was surprised. I had lost 18.7.
I wish I'd taken my measurements at the beginning. That is very interesting, Mary Lou.
Yeah. And I don't do a lot of journaling, Karen. I just, in the little squares, I don't eat a lot, so I can write down basically what I have in those little squares. And on the back, I write down how I feel, and that doesn't take very long. I don't do a big journal, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm going to get my blood work done, because it'll be 90 days very shortly here, and the doctor had told me I had 90 days to do something, or he was going to recommend some medications, which I don't want. So.
Yeah, very good. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to report? Okay, let's move on. We want to talk about the toxins in our environment. And you know, years ago, Clyde and I used to clean carpets. And we found out just with carpet cleaning that there's a lot of things that are put into our carpets that can be very harmful to us. And we had a system of being able to clean a carpet without any of the bad stuff. And, you know, you think about your children who play on the carpets, or your grandbabies, or just little babies. What do we do? We lay them down on a carpet, and where do their little noses go? Right down on that carpet. And so we need to be aware of that, and we need to be aware of the household cleaners. How many of you use what I always call Dutch cleanser? And that was my old standby. Well, I've got to tell you, you guys, my daughter-in-law introduced me to this concept of using baking soda. Have any of you used that for cleaning your sinks and scrubbing your pots?
I have.
Yeah, it works, doesn't it?
It does, and vinegar works good, too.
You know, I never dreamed that would work. I thought, oh, yeah, it won't get all that grease off. But it takes it right off, you guys. And
put a little bit of vinegar in your pan before you sit down to dinner. That grease will be free when you get to the dishes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to write that one down. That's a good idea. Okay. Now, I've got to tell you that all of us are very aware about the toxins that we can get in the water we drink. And the water that we bathe in and shower in. But I've got to tell you that we have a daughter who is extremely sensitive to all the toxins in our environment. At the church, if they refinish the hardwood floors for the gym, she has to stay out of the church she can't go into that area at all for at least a month or more, unless they've opened up all the doors and really let it air out. So there are toxins. Now, Cynthia really reacts to toxins much faster than all of us. But you know what? We all react to them, even though it's not dramatic. And we've got to be aware. Now, the largest organ of our body is our skin. And our skin was made to be able to resist bacteria. So even though we may put our hands on a dirty handle of a shopping cart in the grocery store, our skin is made to create a barrier between the bacteria that's left on there and what can get into our system. But our skin was not designed to resist the chemicals that we expose it to. So oftentimes, when, you know, I see people wiping off the handles of their shopping carts, I think, oh, you're doing the wrong thing. That's too bad. I don't go tell them that, but that's what I want to do. But, you know, going back to our daughter Cynthia, she is so sensitive, once again, to all the things in the environment that she has a Nikon shower head, and she will know before anyone else if the filter has to be changed. And we keep extra filters around just because if she doesn't have a filter to change immediately, she breaks out all over her whole body because her body is so sensitive to the toxins. But once again, I want to say that just because she reacts so dramatically does not mean that our body is not reacting. It's just simply that we aren't as sensitive, but it's still there. So you need to evaluate. You know, Nikon has given us this wonderful way to have exposure to good showers and good baths and of course, the water we drink. So we need to really rely on those things at a higher level. Donna's going to share some things with you that I found extremely interesting.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, there's so much on this information, it's unbelievable. But I also have sensitivities to anything that has a scent in it. And in my house, I don't use anything that has scent. And my husband, every morning he'd brush his teeth, get ready for work, and every morning I couldn't breathe, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, so that's why I started keeping track of all those charts, my blood pressure and everything. Well, it turned out I'm allergic to his Colgate toothpaste, that's the Colgate Total, and they use, I can't pronounce it correctly, it's TRICLOSAN. And that is in antibacterial soap. It's in all a lot of the antibacterial products, things like soap, you know, like Dial liquid soap, soft soap, antibacterial soap, those hand sanitizers. It's also in dental care, you know, like Colgate toothpaste, but the Total toothpaste that has 30% of that product. And it's also in deodorant. It's in your shaving gel. It's in lots of things. It's also in your kitchenware. And people, unless you read, now the cutting boards, they have an antibacterial and a substance. And the antibacterial substance, it actually, it affects your body in a lot of people. And it's also, they use it in toys, like children's toys, like play school products. It's just in a lot of different products. They also use it, I can't believe this, but in Thomasville furniture, just in a lot of things, paint in your house. And they now have associated this with, they did a study, and they linked the usage of this with the development of allergies, suggesting that children with higher exposure get more too much of this product. And also, this affects your thyroid. And there is so much on this, it's just unbelievable. But Dr. Hyman talks about the cause of inflammation are the toxins. And he thinks that this is what leads to obesity, because you have all these toxins that get in your body, and it affects your hormones. It just affects everything. And people are just not aware of this. And the other thing I want to talk about is, oh, I know, you were talking about the CRP, and my CRP is really high. It's like 40. And it's because, I guess, I'm exposed to so many different toxins in the environment, and I'm trying to get it down. It's higher than it was last time. And that's why I'm so grateful for this program, because we're talking about inflammation. And the other thing I want to talk about are air fresheners. And people don't realize the ingredients in air fresheners is formaldehyde, pesticides, and petroleum. And they don't even label this on the air fresheners what's in it. And a lot of the pharmaceutical companies make this product, which is unbelievable to me. And I react to air fresheners, too. I can't use any of them because I have an asthma attack. I don't know, there's just so much information. It's unbelievable. And also, people who use dryer sheets, hand sanitizers, perfume, cologne, scented candles, all this, they're just all chemicals. That's what they're made out of. And these are all irritants to the lungs and cause asthma in a lot of people. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I think that kind of information is so critical for all of us who are trying to have a better health. We're trying to give our bodies the opportunity to have better health. And I don't know how many of you, do any of you have any ideas or solutions on how to keep toxins out of our environment? Okay, well, we're almost through with this call, but there was one other thing. Whoa, what's happening?
Somebody's dialing on the phone.
Okay.
Kind of like a
frog. You know, there's one other thing that I want to share with the group. We come on this call to get ideas of how to have optimum health. And this is not a new idea to any of you. But I just came on to this yesterday, and I thought, oh, this is so interesting. It says, eat beans, and here are the benefits. It will reduce belly. It will lower your blood sugar level. It will reduce your blood pressure, and it will protect your heart, and it will reduce cancer risk. Now, I just thought that was so interesting. And Ruth, where do they come on the alkaline acidity chart? Ruth?
Just a minute. I just got back on. I was booted off somehow.
Oh.
I started to ask a question, and then nobody was there.
Oh, my goodness.
I was, too. I just got back on.
Really?
All that beeping must have popped us off from there. What are we looking for?
Well, I just explained about the benefits of eating beans, and it says it will reduce belly fat, lower your blood sugar level, it will reduce blood pressure, protect protect your heart to have better health, and it will reduce your risk of cancer. And I asked you, where do beans come on the alkaline acidity chart?
Most of them are over here in the acidic, but they are so high in fiber. That's what is happening, and so you certainly don't want to give up. We don't want to give up our beans, and so we just have to balance them with some tomatoes and different things that are over here, either in them or along with them. Have that vegetable tray.
That's a good way to handle it. But you know when you can
here,
get
most
all
of the dried beans are right there.
What was that?
Most of the dried beans, I think, are almost in the neutral.
Uh-huh. But lentils are where?
Let me just get my little book.
Well, it's just that the lentils are in the acidic. But, you know, we got to remember, too, I don't think we have a huge amount of lentils or beans. Like Ruth's saying, you know, we would be putting more alkaline stuff with them.
Sure.
Because remember last week, too, I mentioned the lentils were very good for reducing blood pressure.
Well, you know, I really took that to heart, and I made a great big pot of lentil soup, and we ate all we wanted, and then I froze some of it for a quick meal later on. But anyway, I thought that was really good, and when I read here what beans in general do for the body, now you think about belly fat, and we're all talking about our lowering our blood sugar level. And because it says, because there is so much fiber in beans, that it will lower your blood sugar level, and it reduces your blood pressure. And anything that will reduce my risk of cancer, I'm very interested in. So anyway, I thought that was exciting to find out about beans.
And they're high in protein, too, so.
They're very high, and it's a good protein.
Yes.
Well, I have a daughter that has written a cookbook on beans, just different ways to use beans. And I'm going to get a hold of her, and I want to get some recipes to share with all of you. I don't have them yet, but I'm going to make that commitment that I'll find a recipe for you guys with beans. Because for me, that's the big thing of being able to eat all of these good ways, is having really interesting ways to prepare these foods. And so I love it when people come on and share recipes. Now, there was one other thing that I learned yesterday, and it says that if you eat a diverse diet that is low in saturated and trans fats, that it can actually make your real age as much as 6.1 years younger if you're a woman, and 4.4 years younger if you're a man. Now, how many of us want to be a little bit younger? Anyway, I just thought that that was a very little interesting tidbit that I learned. I was wanting to share it with you. Now, are there any other things that any of you would like to share with the group?
I'd like to share something. This is Donna. I've been reading about pH balance for a while. And they say if your body is in correct pH balance, that you will be able to lose weight faster. It helps you lose weight.
Ah.
Yes.
I just thought that was interesting.
You bet. Well, then that means that we all better be pulling out our little charts and preparing our menus according to how each one works with the other. Okay. I've really appreciated everybody's input today. Do anyone else have anything else that you'd like to share with the group? Because I personally feel that that's really the heart of this group, is the sharing that all of you bring to it. Okay. Thank you all for being on. Donna, I don't know how many of you guys, well, I just appreciate Donna. She is a very detailed person, and she sure has a lot of good input here, and I appreciate you, dear. Okay,
she sure does, and I put my book together. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
I do, too. I have a lot of allergies, and I have a friend who has allergies like you do, and I appreciate everything adds in. It helps.
Yeah.
And that's why I devised that book, because I needed something as a guide for my health, because I want to get healthier, and that's why I start keeping the records.
Sure, appreciated your information today. Both of you. That was a very good call. Thank you.
Thanks to all of you for being on. We appreciate you. See ya tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Karen and Donna.